Gentlemen, if you could leave quietly, we still have a public hearing, believe it or not, that we have to do this evening. So we'd ask that if you have any conversations, you take them outside in the lobby so that we can continue with O.A. Newton from 6 o'clock this evening. Thank you.
John MacArthur, you can't leave yet. We got one more.
Folks, please be quiet.
Mr. Ryder, unfortunately,
we got another application.
Your application was advertised for the 29th. It's now the 30th. We're going to have to re-advertise yours.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
Well, I got something else that's here.
I guess not.
Well, I've learned many things tonight. One is don't be late.
I said, you're sure you like the permit. I got to get up.
You have.
All right, go ahead. Where'd the attorney go?
I got it.
Lawrence is taking over.
The next application is the application change of zone number 1689, the application of O.A. Newton and Son Company and Purdue Agribusiness Incorporated to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to an LI2 light industrial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County. The land lying east of Road 583, also known as Adams Road, 1/2 mile southeast of Road 584, also known as Newton Road, to be located on 2.702 acres, more or less. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on September 10th of 2009. We heard comments. The commission was advised that Del Dot comments were not requested since this rezoning is a correction of the boundaries from previous zoning applications of O.A. Newton and Son Company and Purdue Agribusiness Incorporated. Just for the council's benefit, those rezoning applications go back to 1971 or 72. We also received comments from the Sussex Conservation District. We heard comments from the County Engineering Department. Robert Ryder, president of O.A. Newton and Son Company, was present and gave testimony. Betty Murray, an adjoining property owner, was present, not in opposition, but with some concerns about the intended use and the effect on property values of her longtime family-owned parcel. The commission discussed this application at the conclusion of the public hearing. Mr. Rawl stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1689 for O.A. Newton and Son Company and Purdue Agribusiness Incorporated based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the property is surrounded by other LI2 zoned properties, and this will be consistent with the adjacent zoning. Two, the purpose of this zoning is to bring the zoning lines consistent with the property lines. Three, the change of zone in zone will not adversely affect neighboring and adjacent properties or traffic. And four, the change of zone is consistent with the purpose of the LI2 district and the county's comprehensive land use plan. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to the county council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0. For the benefit of council, I pass down a photograph. You see a series of eight industrial tanks. The large tank was in existence prior to zoning jurisdiction. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
Do you agree with everything you've heard tonight?
I do.
Can I get a motion? Go ahead, Mr. Ryder. Tell us just a little bit for the record, please.
For the record, my name is Rob Ryder, president of O.A. Newton, as Mr. Lank stated, and this was brought to our attention when we were looking into possible saleability of a parcel, which has come and gone, but realizing that we thought we had a light industrial parcel, when in fact it's mostly light industrial and partly AR1, and then we looked at Purdue zoning and realized that it was conflicting also. And this goes back to a variety of property transfers between the Newtons and Purdue and Swift, and when surveys weren't quite so accurate and property lines weren't quite so accurate. And so it's really a matter of housekeeping at this point. There's no change in use at this time. Done.
Any questions, gentlemen? Ladies?
I guess we do have to ask the public if they'd like to comment.
I don't see a soul wants to say anything.
Wait, a bus is pulling up. Excuse me.
Is there anyone here in council chambers that would like to speak for or against the application of O.A. Newton? Mr. President, seeing none, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, we will close the public hearing. You may be seated, and we'll close the record. I will entertain a motion.
Make a motion to adopt the ordinance.
Second by Mr. Wilson. Any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Give your reasons, please, Ms. Deaver.
Yes, to make the properties, agree with each other. The same, unified.
Close enough. Mr. Vincent.
Based on recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes, it's contiguous to other LI.
That's the word.
Been on this property many times.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
I thought it already was.
I can move to adjourn.
I got a motion and a second.
Yes.
And all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carried.
Fast public hearing.
You should have been here at 6. You've been home at 7 o'clock.